From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. Craft breweries and their artisanal products have become the norm in trendy South Florida bars and restaurants. But another, some might say, unexpected trend has come into the breweries themselves. As Maria Muriel tells us, some beer drinkers are coming to the source of their beer for, wait for it, yoga classes.
Sheila Davis is a professional yoga teacher who spends her 9-to-5 at a fitness studio in Florida City. But since one Sunday in the fall of 2013, she's been hauling her mats to microbreweries from Homestead to Oakland Park.
You all survived! Yay! You guys are awesome. We do need to get our mats rolled up. They're going to start putting the tap room together. I ask if everyone...
Sheila's own brew yoga classes are new to South Florida, but she got the idea from an established craft beer state.
My husband and I vacationed to South Carolina last year in April. Saw this really cool poster on the wall at one of the craft breweries up there. I knew it was something that we needed to bring down here to South Florida because there's nobody down here doing it. It incorporates my love for yoga, my husband's love for craft beer, so.
So they brought it to South Florida. Sheila's husband, Jeff, is a local beer aficionado who knows many of the local brewers, and he's also her most dedicated student. He comes to every class. And why wouldn't he? After all, it's yoga and tap rooms. They hit the Funky Buddha Brewery, Wynwood Brewing Company, and Miami Brewing Company. And after class, the students and the teacher do what's natural given the locations. They have a beer.
For all three breweries, it's $15 a person. It includes an hour-long yoga practice, and then they get a pint of beer.
Sheila says drinking beer after yoga doesn't counter the benefits of the practice. And in fact, it's what draws some of her students.
We get a lot more men than you typically would see in a regular yoga class, which is great fun because most of the men are terrified. And when you promise them beer, they'll pretty much do anything.
Jimmy Deal is one of Sheila's students. He's a police officer from North Dade County who says he joined Ohm Brew to work on his flexibility.
I come here quite often. I've been coming here since they opened. And it's good people, good vibe, and free beer afterwards. You can have yoga anywhere, so why not at a brewery?
That combination is actually not all that uncommon. Last August, the Yoga Journal magazine reported on the rising popularity of yoga at breweries, citing practices in California, Colorado, and South Carolina, the state Sheila got her inspiration from. She tries to keep her brewery sessions easy for everyone. After all, yogis need to feel up to finishing at least 16 ounces of brew after the class.
Purple ticket equals beer. Purple ticket equals beer.
For WLRN, I'm Maria Muriel in Miami.
Since this story was first reported, Sheila Davis has added another beer spot to her classroom roster. You can find schedule information and see photos of a class at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.